For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. I'm Sam Tripoli. We got a great show for you. We got celebrities in studio. I mean, we're talking rich bitch, okay? That's what we got going on here. Ari is in the land down under eating Vegemite sandwiches. So join us in studio is the man who created Caveman Coffee with just his man juice.
One of three people.
Okay, let's not get into detail.
You gotta get
Tate Fletcher, everybody. Too, your favorite guy to get
so
shot
much.
In a fucking action
you
film.
You know what, too? I think it's nice for me. I thought Ari would be here, but to know that I'm the only guy that could really fill his shoes and it makes me feel good.
That is good.
I sit a little straighter.
He calls them Jews, not shoes.
Yeah, they're his Jews.
Oh,
you look so tan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. That's a... Yeah, you get that from the golf course a lot of times. The upper echelon whites will get it a lot.
Oh, and, that's great.
Yeah. So is this that you can
yeah,
talk about
it.
That,
that's
can
it.
You?
That's it. Yeah.
You guys are all on board with Trump, right?
Yeah. Okay. How's Chet and Stan doing down there at the old golf
Chet
course?
Is that a Russian guy, Chet and Stan?
Chet.
And Stan.
Not Chet and Stan.
This enunciation's important. Yeah, Chet and Stan's a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's totally
it's horrible
thing.
What's going on over there.
That's just rude.
Yeah.
Those refugees from Chet and Stan.
Hey, that ain't our problem.
Well, that's true. God bless America.
God bless.
White power.
Caveman Coffee.
Moment.
Cold chill.
White power.
Speaking of Caveman Coffee, you like some Caveman Coffee, go to cavemancoffee.com. Mm. Use the promo code Punch Drunk Sports, and you'll get 10% off your Caveman Coffee. Everything you need. What's hot on there right now?
Oh, dude, right now we just came out with the stuff. We've been trying to get. I really like a dark, dark, nasty
woman.
Woman.
Dark,
yeah, there we go.
And coffee.
Ah.
Cool. And,
you got some black bitch coffee coming?
So we got our.
Negro!
We just started. We've been messing with different roasts of this one bean that we really liked from Brazil. And so we developed this caveman roast, our saber tooth roast. And that's our newest thing. I think it just went on sale maybe yesterday or something like that. But. It's fantastic.
Right.
And I
will it help you fuck like a machine.
Brendan Schaub, he's like, why don't I have this right now at my house? He texted me this morning. I was like, guaranteed to make your dick bigger.
Bigger. Oh, so we're throwing it out there.
And so, yeah, we measured up. Call me a liar later.
Dude, okay. If you got five and a half, you want six, go for fucking.
You're going to go ahead and break through the other side.
Nice.
You're going to change the way mama feels about you when you go home. You know what I mean?
Just, it's better. You know, who needs to do coke and fuck? Just do a swig of
cocaine. Guaranteed to make your dick smaller
while
you're thinking it's bigger.
Yeah.
That is a horrible trick.
That is a horrible trick.
It's a horrible drug.
It just lets you know God is a comedian. Because he's like, chicks love the fuck on this shit, but your dick won't work.
Everybody thinks they're killing it, too, when they're doing coke. Like, money's dwindling all the bank account. You fucking can't stop your nose from bleeding.
You think you're hilarious
you're
all the time.
You can't stop talking.
Oh, God.
Talk yourself into holes and wrecks all the time if you ever run into normal people that aren't coke junkies, too.
That's why, dude,
becoming
I hate coke,
loser.
And I'm
and you think
strictly
you're on the
crystal meth.
Give I do that.
The only thing that's worse than coke.
I do all that now.
I love Duncan Trussell's take on it when he's like, that cocaine, he hates cocaine, but he says Adderall, though, is really great. He says, I feel like Adderall is like a scientist did cocaine. He's like, I can fix this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He was wrong.
That's some funny shit.
Yeah, that is funny shit. Yeah. That's called gold right there.
That's gold right there.
So you go to Caveman Coffee, try this new super blend. I mean, the kids are all talking about it.
It's a beautiful new bag, too. The Sabertooth
Roast. It's a sexy bag. You keep the bag. You show the ladies. You just show ladies, and they know that means you got a big-ass dick. That's what that means.
Or it's coming shortly.
It's someday. Give it 5 minutes, and you're gonna.
Everyone wants to know how I make. I like to make that one. I use goat butter.
Goat butter.
I go for the Meyenberg goat butter. I do that in respect to Ari. Meyenberg is a great brand.
Why is that for Ari?
Well, that's a nice Jewish goat.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
at any rate, it's a nice goat butter. You're it's mixing got a great up your flavor. Ethnic groups. And then I put in I don't know, a little maybe a dime's worth of sea salt in there.
Whoa.
And then a little bit of stevia. Really brings out caramely when you mix that stevia drops and that salt together, and then some MCT.
Now, do you do this, or does your butler do this?
Well, Alfred will do it, but I'll do it also because sometimes he uses too much MCT, and if you use too much, you'll get the runs. You
and
know?
What do you do to Alfred if he does put too much in?
Listen, we just talk. He's a nice English fella, you know? I mean, it's all new to me. I don't really know how to treat these kinds of people, but... You know,
it sounds like with as much as you're doing for that cup of coffee, if we were hanging out at your place and you're like, hey, would you like some coffee? I'd be like, sure. You're like, give me 3 hours.
I got my time down to 6.5 minutes.
Wow.
Really bad.
Wow. Yeah.
That's if I've already got hot water, you know?
Okay. Yeah. But I assume you always have hot water.
Well, I like to keep it going.
Yeah, that's what I like about you. So go to Caveman Coffee.
Two bathrooms in my new place. Two bathrooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
And air conditioning.
Do you poop in one and then piss in the other?
I try to mix it up, and I like the one is a little warmer. It's got a nice southern exposure, so that'll heat up more. So it's more relaxing in there. And sometimes I'll slumber as I'm answering emails, and it's pleasant.
I feel like your evening poo place.
Yeah, yeah. This is that UE kind of living. You know what I mean?
I feel like if I was a toilet. If I was your toilet, and every time you came walking down the hallway, I would just close the lid myself slowly. Yeah. not again.
I feel like you would open
Here
up.
Here he comes.
Yeah, but toilets enjoy that. That's what they do.
I don't know.
Yeah, just
I do
right
know.
Up.
That's what they do. Why don't you want to do what you want to do? Canaries sing, toilets take poop.
Yeah, maybe. That's a lot of poop, I assume.
Guys, also, go to our website. Use our Amazon links. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Use our Amazon links. Buy all your shit on Amazon. It works. And they'll have little fucking robots fly shit to you.
How much money do you make off that?
Billions.
Every month, what's Amazon bring in?
Not that much.
Very
show
little.
Like this.
Very little.
1,500?
No.
Oh, God, no.
God, I wish.
Well, that would be great.
It's minimal. But it's a little, and I can take care of a couple
something.
Things that
yep.
keep this fucking
Pay for
show
this
going.
Room. How do you get a nice room like this? Because I just did a podcast and a Periscope earlier in conjunction. Not easy to do. A producer like the experts here, they would go crazy about it.
The experts, many of them?
Yeah, all the
Asian scientists
team in here,
who are running the board
here.
Over there.
But you guys can't see behind the scenes. There's a lot happening here.
Yeah.
But the Periscope questions come up, and then I try to answer, and I'm like, then I have to explain to the people on the pod, it's a different thing, but if I had a proper studio and sound engineers and all that, because I'll do that shit in my car.
Hey, do they ever rent out the studio, Aaron?
How do you do this?
Not yet? Would you be open to the idea?
Fund anything in a Kickstarter for this.
Is that right? You funded a Kickstarter. Yep. What was this, $30,000 to start this? Get a guy like Aaron on board?
Literally, no doubt.
Two six-packs and a... No, I'm just kidding.
It's $1 million.
$1 million.
This is $1 million.
So this is the most successful Kickstarter campaign that's ever been.
Ever.
Yep.
No, did you hear that chick started a Kickstarter campaign and she got all of her fans on Twitter?
Does she have
to give her a dollar?
She had boobs, right?
No, she wasn't even that super hot. She was,
Annie Lederman?
No, Annie Lederman's hot.
Oh, okay.
She's cool.
I'm not saying
Why
she's
you
not.
Gotta bring her up, dog?
I'm just saying.
He was just saying she doesn't have boobs.
She doesn't have boobs.
She got that booty, though.
She got that fucking fat ass.
This is an honor, I said, to be on that. This is what I see as the manliest podcast that's out there right now.
Wow, you hear that, Fighter and the Kid?
It is the manly. Dude, they can't even be close.
Thank you.
Brendan Schaub, tremendous athlete, drive, but... Brian just counters that stuff
so
strongly
hardcore.
With the estrogenized
what
essence.
Is going on with Brian? Is he he's walking that kind of
it's
that
interesting.
Line?
He's
of
not
like,
sure. He's too much. It's too much reflection outward of what do these people want me to be? And then trying to be that. And it's kind of instead of actual experiential stuff, it's well, I read this book. And it's like, okay, this is a guy that actually walked that road. You've read a book. I understand that. But that's not how you feel because you haven't done that. Like, he tries to posit himself in these
things. He's shredded things, like, for his age.
He's amazing.
How old is that
he's
dude?
He's 64, and he looks like a 19-year-old. Yeah.
That's insane. He's 64?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
He's not 64. Dude, Mexicans
no, I think for
will
real,
believe
I think Brian,
that.
I think
just
Brian,
look up staff, kid.
I think Brian's 49 or 48.
Yeah, he's like 49, like 50 almost, right?
Yeah, probably right on late 40s.
All right, look it up. Well, dude, like the internet's going to say what it really is. But anyways.
Oh, he's only 27.
Guys, please go to our, we want to thank our sponsors, our high-end sponsors. We want to go to BetDSI.com. BetDSI for all your betting needs, man. I've been making some money on there, making some bets, especially with basketball coming. I'm going to be making some bets, some great UFC fights coming on. Go there, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and we'll go and make that cheddar, dog. And then I took a beating on our next sponsors this week.
Yeah, you did finally.
Draft. I lost.
God, you were winning for so long.
4 out of 7.
Is that the one they do the MMA thing too? DraftKings?
No, that's not DraftKings. Yeah. This is a. You, what is it?
Yeah, go to playdraft.com/punchdrunksports and use the promo code punchdrunksports.
Tebow, are you on there?
What's that? No, haven't been on there.
Are you on there?
No, haven't been on there yet.
Tebow's not on there, but get at me, dog. Get at me. I'll take
and that'll get you a $5 sign up. That'll get you $5 back. And if you recommend a friend and they use the promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS to get in, that gets you 10 free bucks to play people with.
Get at me. Hey, James, I know you're watching this. Put out that code on the Twitter and let's crank
it up. What's a minimum bet you can do there? $1?
Yeah,
so you can play 10 times for free.
Yeah, basically. Yep. Cool. And win money.
And
win money off that money.
You might stake yourself. They could stake you and you could win.
Do you know anything about this DraftKings at all?
Nothing at all. I read an article. Something came up the other day. Them and another
FanDuel
that was the same deal. And they're like they got federal investigators.
Yeah.
If the federal DEA is looking, or the district attorneys are looking at you, that's some trouble.
Yeah, it's because one of their high up people won $350,000 on the other guy's thing.
Because what they do is they take the numbers they're crunching at their office, analyze the data, then go over there and use that all that info they got to draft over there. And it directly fucks you because you're going up against everybody.
Yeah.
So he knows who everybody's drafting and who's been cranking out the stuff. So he gets high up, pushes everybody down.
It's like insider trading is what they're comparing 100%.
To. Well, and then I think they'd mentioned something to the effect that how this was funded, it's not public knowledge, and they need to know where did all the money come to get this started to begin with, because apparently to start something like that, you need to have quite a reserve of money in case it goes south or something. But it's all betting anyway, right? And so, like, isn't that illegal? I don't understand. Like, it's all this quasi-legality
thing. Not in California.
You know, it's not illegal, dude. How warm my coffee still is in my caveman coffee mug. This is over an hour ago, and it's still piping hot.
And you know who isn't in trouble with the FCC from doing this?
Who?
Draft.
Draft.com. Draft. No, is it draft? It's draft.com/punchdrunk?
No, it's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So check it out,
it's
dude.
Play draft.
I will take
play
on.
Draft.com.
I will take on the first 5 listeners that hit me up. I will battle you on draft. That's who
how
I am.
How do they hit you up?
You just look people up
I'm
almost
Mr.
like social
Trip.
Media. You have your own name.
I'm Big M, little R, Big T, R-I-P. Get at me, dog.
And it's also like so many people, you know, like if you were going to play fantasy football, you have to be in a league with like 12 different people. But with this, you could play somebody weekly. Like you and I could play against each other.
Right.
It's just me against you. We both put up $50. Then whoever wins takes the other guy's money straight off the website.
Where do we put the money? We put it like at Astro.
Yeah, you just put it
website.
In your account and all that. Yep.
So I'm proud to have. I'm so happy you're here. I mean, obviously, you're one of the stormtroopers who get killed in the new Star Wars, right? I mean, because you're in every movie that everybody gets killed in.
You're the black guy that everybody's so mad about?
I heard there were people that were starting up
so stupid.
It is stupid.
God damn
it. It is stupid. It's just like, dude, who gives a fuck?
Well,
but
also,
it is. The only thing that's annoying is like when Hollywood is like, we got to have these people in everything. You know, that gets annoying. And the fact that somehow white women have convinced everybody they're part of the minorities out there, too. And they get pushed into that shit.
Yeah.
And it's like every commercial is black guy, white chick, black guy, white chick. You know why? Because women are 70% of the buying power. They buy everything, right?
Yep.
Who likes everything? What do they like? Black dick. It's a fact. What is Hollywood? Who runs Hollywood? White chicks, gay men, and black guys. Who? What do they all love? Black dick.
Wait,
there you go.
Black guys run Hollywood? Is that what you just said?
But if you look at like who's being pushed on everything, uh-huh. It's like there's a lot of every couple, interracial couple on, and I watch tons of interracial pornography, so I say, fuck that white bitch if you got me, right? So, I mean, every interracial couple, black guy, white chick. Yeah. How come it's not most of the time, how come it's not evenly black woman, white guy? Because who's buying is white women. The white women who sit at home, housewives, are 70% of the buying power.
Okay. And for pornography also, though?
Not for porn.
Okay,
that's,
I didn't think so.
I fund 70% of that.
I thought that was us.
At one point when I paid for porn, yeah. I was literally 70% of the buying power.
How come Brazzers is the best?
I like Pornhub.
Well, yeah, but like the best videos that are there, the best quality and all that, like Reality Kings, Brazzers, there's like two or three companies, and they're like, they're the best girls, the best production, all that stuff.
I don't know how they make money anymore.
I don't know either.
I don't either. Huh. It's weird. You're like, man, where
and
is
none
this?
Of them film here. All my friends that are into that thing, they're
Vegas.
All in Vegas now.
Yeah, because of those idiots.
They're like, you need condoms. They're like, So the last films they're making in L.A., you're going to push them out too. They're all in Arizona and Vegas now.
And then I brought them up to them. I go, you're going to send all the work out. All-
so crazy.
And it's not just the porn stars. It's like there are people who work in the porn industry who do
cameraman,
jobs on the side
yeah,
just to make money. Makeup artists, all that shit. Gone.
Yeah,
gone. And, dude, the amount of people who get HIV from porn compared to the actual population is like it's it's like not even close.
It's a weird thing, all this pretend stuff. It's pretend puritanical morality about, like, this throwback that we don't want you to have fun. If you're having fun, then you're somehow a cretin or a creep or something like that, which is so ridiculous. And so then you make fun being a moral issue, and as if it's like that Nowitzki dude for the UFC that's testing the drugs now. It's like you're a snitch and a cop. Like you're a scumbag.
Yep.
You're a scumbag that's out to hurt people. You don't want to better anything. And the only thing he says, the way he prefaces everything, is by going, well, it's for the kids. You know, we do it for the kids. It's like you ruined a guy's life. What's his name? The huge black
Diaz.
Guy crushing home runs.
Oh, Barry Bonds?
Yeah, when he was doing that. And then he found out that Barry Bonds wasn't even on anything. Or
no,
whatever.
He was on it, but he never tested positive for anything.
But he's like, well, he lied to Congress. It's like, what? Why is this a big deal to go to? You don't see the ridiculousness of it. And you think it's about the kids? And cigarettes and booze are still legal?
Yeah.
Like, don't
These
tell me it's about the
CEOs
kids,
These fucking CEOs lie
man.
All the
it's
fucking
so
time.
It's so crazy.
And it's such
and
bullshit
so it's
about
pretend, this pretend kind of thing. And so the same thing with porn stars. It's like, you're out there and for me, I think, thank you. If you're a porn star, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
what
you
you're
so
doing,
much.
Yeah, really.
Thank you.
You're doing
Red State Team not enjoying the pornography.
Well, the thing is about it, why I say thank you is because to put yourself out there, when I was considering a porn career, it's
were
like,
you really?
It's like,
at
really?
One point.
It's like a,
do you have the meat to bring it?
I'd watch
you
it.
You know I do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, ask about me. You know,
who would you like to fuck? Would you fuck black chicks?
The best
Mexicans?
One is the best girl out there is my girl, Christy Mack.
Christy
I mean,
Mack,
she's the best.
I don't think
right?
she's doing porn anymore, though.
I don't know what she's doing, but goddamn, God bless that little
Recovered.
Angel. Anyway, the thing is, or Tori, what's her name?
You know, who I do respect
Tori.
Porn stars. You know, who I don't respect
huh.
Instagram models.
Right.
Go fuck yourself.
But
we,
the porn stars,
you
to
should
put yourself
never
out there and to put yourself up against. Everybody, your family, your community and all that, and go, this is just what I'm doing. We like to fuck. I mean, people would like to fuck that much. Like it's like everybody would like that. And they're actually going, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to do this. And especially like not all the coked out ones that have real problems. This and that, but there's a lot of people that are like, this is just a career of mine and I'm going to do this. And God bless you, man. That's awesome. That's a real maverick. That's somebody that is like really going, you know what? I'm going to pirate my life however I want it to be.
Yeah.
And that's a huge thing. Like I got way more regard for that than somebody doing construction labor or something because they're like, well, I guess this is what I ought to do. Like, that's not living a dream, son.
Yeah,
you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I agree with that, but I also have no problem with people who just like to keep it simple, too. There are some people who
oh,
like
of
to
course.
Keep it simple.
Whatever, whatever.
You know, whatever you want. I do find it funny how, like, this nation's gotten to, like, people who want to be artists are kind of piñatas and that they take beatings for having dreams and, you know. And
for doing those, like, you know, that jackass the other day. There's some dude that's got a fake profile. This is what my Periscope was about today and a lot of my podcasts. But it was like about Brendan retiring from fighting. And And some dude with like a, he's like one of these pretend personas, and it's not my dear friend, Renato Laranja, who's actually a real person, okay? It's not him. It's this guy that plays this hillbilly, and it's like he's got this persona out there. And he was a nice dude, like this guy Gary, and I always liked him.
I
thought he was a great guy. And now I think, oh, you're a dickbag that is like denigrate somebody that did some great stuff because of what, like, and I don't know if it's the character, I don't know if it's one of those things where his character became who he is, but it's like you don't even deserve to have an opinion.
Right.
You've never done anything.
Right.
And like, here's a guy, and he's like, well, why does he get all the credit for retiring? And Spencer Fisher retired, who's an awesome fighter and one of the most exciting guys in the UFC, and what a privilege to have been able to watch that guy perform also. Why does it have to be one is better than the other or something? Like what Brendan has done has been more amazing for me because there's only like six of us that have gone out from fighting that you know our name still. There's only like six of us that have gone and parlayed a life into something that is also like, wow, that's amazing how they do that.
I agree with that.
Brendan started a whole, he was one of the highest paid sponsored fighters and not a top tier guy.
Yeah.
But he was still one of the, because he hustled and he learned how to do it. And then he became an entertainment guy. Like, and it's like, whatever, that's what he, so you're going to shit on him for that?
Yeah.
Because he's showing you how to knock the game after fighting?
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather, oh, I'm just going to walk off into the, it's like a dude that is a stunt double that's like, I'm just going to take the hits. No, dude, take the hits for The Rock, but yeah, ton away. But say that's me. Like, I'm glad I know who his stunt guy is because he's not taking those hits for nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not supposed to be invisible. Like, that's not a sign of manliness. What's more of a sign of manliness is to put yourself out into the goddamn world and go, here's how I did it. I've exposed myself. Like, my whole journey is super public. Like, Brendan's whole journey, super public. Tim Kennedy, who's killing it, still fighting and also active, is super public.
But not only is it super public, what you're also doing is pioneering and paving a way and showing other people,
exactly.
Hey, man, hey, people that are 15 years old that want to get into this industry, this is how you can parlay it into, like, future compensation and all other shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, here's a road, man. It's
here's
almost
how to make
like
a career.
The
know?
Same way there a wasn't franchise. Really a career in fighting when we started in a huge way. Like, Pride was big. The UFC was, I think, on number 42 or something. I don't know. And, you know, and then all of a sudden the Ultimate Fighter show happens and, like, we all get this opportunity. And it's like, I remember
you were on it.
We were fighting before then and there was nothing. It was just for the love of the fight. But it's like, if it's the love of life and trying to conquer new experiences and find out who you are in this strange water you've never been in, that's the fighter's life in a lot of ways. And if you're over there playing it safe, Gary, you got no place to comment on that, especially if it's just to make your crummy character look like he's, like, edgy or something. Stop it. Do something new. You've done that for 10 years. You're dead.
Yeah. I just don't. They got this thing going on with Lamar Odom that everybody's going crazy because everyone's paying attention to Lamar Odom when apparently some guy jumped on a grenade recently.
Oh, I saw that.
And he's fighting. And you know what? That guy who jumped on a grenade deserves all the respect. But if you don't realize why people are paying attention to Lamar Odom, you're crazy. That's,
and nobody's saying, fuck a soldier that jumped. No, nobody's saying that. Like, that's such broken thinking.
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
And it's just like raging for the sake of raging without the actual logic
behind it. You
can
find a fucking, you can find that with any story anybody's talking about. You can go like, well, what about the troops? Or what about the kids that have cancer? What about, yeah, everything's a fucking problem.
Yeah, it's bad.
Right.
But we're also talking about a guy who's ever since, I mean, first of all, played for the Lakers, played for the Clippers, like one of the biggest market teams that there is. Also,
and Miami.
And Miami. Also married a Kardashian.
Right.
Also was a multi-champion. He's lived a public life, so something crazy and tragic has happened to him.
Yeah.
So that's also going to be in public.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to be like, hey, we watch him play all these games. We watch him marry Kardashian. Now he's in trouble because he had a drug overdose, but let's not talk about that. Yeah, of course they're going to talk about it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, dude. And it's just like bad logic. It's just stupid.
It's bad logic. It's like you're poor at thinking. Like,
you're just
it.
I'm sure a dog got hit by a car somewhere. That's a tragic story, too.
Yeah.
That's a conservative version of what liberals do with political correctness. Meaning if I say
and anybody does it. They just want to embolden
the
F word
when it comes to gay people. They don't even want to hear why I'm saying it. They just see me and go, you can't say that.
It's like
saying
it's
just
an
emotional regurgitation.
It's like saying a guy have a heart attack. And he's like, yeah, I just had this heart attack. I'm suffering. And it's like somebody going, oh, well, you've never had cancer before because that's really bad. It's like, no, they're both awful.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Both
right,
like, they
right,
both
right,
get
right,
to be
right,
bad,
right,
dum-dum.
Right. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. Have you heard this story about Louisville, the Louisville Cardinal basketball program that the supposedly sponsors and boosters were getting these recruits, strippers and hookers to fuck when they come in. And there's a lot going on with that, and they think it's going
to
end up...
I like that kind of team.
See, it used to be like when I was in college, and I would meet all... I lived above a bar, and it was four apartments. And
you lived above a bar?
Find it hard to believe.
Oh, my God.
That makes sense now.
Everyone shut up! And
Tebow's got a point to make.
There was all, but it was all football players that lived in the other three apartments. So we would hang out, and they're like, yeah, dude. Whenever they would bring recruits, they would just hook them up with the fucking... You know, the Katie Manzellas of the world or whatever. Right. Then you'd be like, hey, man, we'll throw a party. Let's get these four or five girls that are down to fucking hook up with people and be like, hey, show that kid a good time, would you? Now it's like, now there's a paper trail. Yeah. And that's the problem.
That is a problem.
That's the problem.
And the problem also is that we, like, I don't know what it is about, this is going to sound very female, anti-female Sam today, but it's
Sam
not,
loves women, you
I
guys.
I do love women, but there are certain things
Sam
like,
is a champion
when I
of
hear
women.
When I hear people go, oh, America hates shitty celebrities. It's not America. It is very specific who it is. Females love the Kardashians, Justin Bieber. You go down these lists of people who are like, why is this person fucking famous?
You don't want to know
every housewife
reason.
Under the sun from every shitty city
in the
world.
And it's my mother who
I
love
know
with all my
if
heart.
It's all that. It's like when you go to these. We went to a house once that was like it was some kind of house where everybody had big Twitter or Vine followers or something. And these were these kids, and they go the way I have 4 million followers on Vine or whatever is because you just got to cater to the 14-year-old girls.
Yeah,
he's like that's who's on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he goes, so that's who all my stuff I go to relate to. How do I relate to a 14-year-old girl? But that's also television programming and the Kardashian, like all that kind of stuff. Those are young kids that you're not raising. You know, is kind of the problem. It's not, I don't really believe
it's
that,
actually
like,
older, bored women as well.
Could be.
70% of the buying power. We get back to that. Everything's catered towards them. It's like, who loves, I don't know. What? I don't know any guy that watches The Voice. That's just my opinion. Maybe there are guys. Do you watch The Voice? No, so nobody watches. No guys I know watch Kardashians as much. And I have no problem with the Kardashians sense of they're the Michael Jordan of promotions.
Yeah,
I'm not what they're into.
They are talented. You can't say they're talentless.
But no,
they knocked it, man.
Knocked it out with promotion. Their ability
marketing.
To promote and market is unfucking parallel. You know why? Because their dad was an entertainment lawyer, and he knew how to do it, and he taught them before he fucking...
He taught their mom.
And they probably got ignored just enough to be like, how do we crave it? We need more attention.
Because once he went... The mom took over, and she's the one who told her to do a porno. That's a fucking fact.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
dude.
So to me, that's kind of sexy.
You don't think she
it's a
jumped
sexy.
On, do you not think that she round up everybody, goes, we're getting on a fucking plane, we're going to see Lamar Odom with cameramen in tow.
Did you see there's other articles like...
How they destroy
everybody? Yeah, how they're literally just destroying people. Because it's also like...
With lawyers and such?
No. Like, just the plot and the way they expose people.
Like, they destroyed Chris Humphreys.
Yeah.
They destroyed him. He's this basketball player. He looks like Blake Griffin. And he married Kim Kardashian for a short time. And then they just booted him.
Reggie Bush.
And the way they edit the video and stuff and the phone calls on the TV show.
If you're an athlete and you agree to get on your girlfriend's show, you might be a dummy.
Yeah.
That's why they said he couldn't do the wedding because there's so many people.
Is
Kanye on the show? Kanye get on the show?
Yeah, but he's so crazy, he knows how to play within it.
I think they're afraid of him.
I would think. Why wouldn't you? You know what? Going back to your point, being above the bar and all that stuff. And
I love women. I don't want people to think I don't like women, but there's something
we don't
in
like,
the
I
country.
Hate, we don't like I, terrible.
Go ahead, Frank.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. You got something to say on my podcast.
Terrible woman. Go ahead.
Yeah, women are terrible.
The thing is... What I don't like is the laziness. Is like when you're like, yeah, we got these ball players coming in. Get some down girls that you know that are out there and bring them over, the little hotties that are down to fuck.
Right.
Like, that's the deal. And now it gets twisted.
Well, that's how it used to be, because it used to be an inside thing.
Right.
It used to be like the assistant coach or the other players knew how to help recruit by like, hey, the coach would be like, show them a good time, take them to a party, but I don't know nothing. Now it's like the boosters that are like, we got to get this kid's dick sucked.
Now it's a lazy corporate shill.
It's money. It's money that's done.
Who's the girl that we can pay? No, no, no. That's not how you do it. No. You go old school with it.
There's
with
girls that don't want
community relations.
There's girls that want to fuck the next future quarterback.
You know who's better to fuck? Do you know who's better to fuck? The girl that is like, oh, I'm a super fan. I'd love to meet that guy.
Yeah.
Or the one that's like, well, you're going to give me a grand to be there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, who would you, come on.
Okay. Yeah. I have a couple people. One of this, you want to blame anybody, blame the fucking female student body of Louisville for not fucking these guys for free.
That's what
okay?
I'm, exactly.
Two, I think if this hooker goes forward, she has to pay back all the money. Part of the money I'm throwing to you to that's suck funny. My dick
yeah.
is fucking to shut your
Isn't
mouth.
That an NCAA it's like, ruling?
That should be that a should fucking be part rule. Of the rule.
There should be a doctor-patient confidentiality
I totally
thing in prostitution.
That should be a hooker-dick fucking patient.
Like, if I go to my therapist and I tell him a bunch of crazy shit, and then my therapist goes to TMZ and is like, Teeb's dad was a child molester. Guess what? I'm suing the fuck out of you.
Yes. 100%. I don't know why we don't teach fucking anybody. Snitches get stitches, man.
I do believe that's why this is the most powerful podcast that's out there in that way. Is like this is teaching people how to behave.
Well, yeah, because there used to be a moral code of sexual standards.
God bless
yeah,
you, Steve.
Girls could be you. Listen, dude. You were allowed the keys to the kingdom. You were allowed to come and hang out. I call it peasant pussy, all right? You're a peasant pussy. You're trailer trash. But you look great in jeans, dude. And everybody, you're allowed to go hang out with royalty.
Can I say
but
this,
you gotta,
though?
Go on.
Here's the trick also. The peasant pussy stuff?
Yeah.
Best pussy in the world.
Best pussy.
And the difference between the peasant pussy and what you'd call like maybe the upper echelon or the whatever, those kinds of like high level like Instagram hot or like the professional hot chicks. The difference is the right push-up bra. The girl just knows a couple little tricks. Still, the peasant pussy, way better. That's way better because the other one has airs on. She doesn't know. You think she's not a dummy, but maybe she really is. She's just learned a couple tricks, makeup yep. tricks and push-up bras. That's it.
Yep. And another slight difference between like peasant pussy and that like...
So don't get low self-esteem, girls. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly where I'm going. It's like the peasant pussy or the chick, is just she has expectations for everyone to have a mutual good time. And the higher end cunt... has expectations for you to show her a good time.
Yeah. Well, a big thing is like, that's
what we're
why
saying you... is you're enough. You're enough, lady.
Yes.
Yeah. You're if enough. You're a hooker, you should not be allowed to be interviewed by the fucking, I just think it's
Damn.
Like, dude,
yeah.
it's.
Who
it's...
is that chick, Heidi Fleiss?
Yeah.
She took all that shit straight to the grave.
No, she's you know still know
I mean?
Going.
Well, but... I know, but I mean, only because they took her fucking shit. Oh,
did you
her
see
book
that,
and all that.
That somebody got her black book and they're trying to sell it.
Yeah.
And she had to go out and go, listen. I have nothing to do with this. Someone took that black book. They're fuck because she knows
That's
that they'll fucking find
lady.
Her and fucking kill her. You remember how there was that Washington D.C. madam who was like, "I need yep. legal service. Either somebody get me some legal a lawyer, or else I'm gonna start talking." 2 weeks later, they found her hanging from her fucking tree in the backyard.
Really?
Whoa!
You remember the chick who fucked around with? Bill Clinton and had to go out going, listen, I'm not depressed.
What's
I'm not
name?
Angry. Paula something.
Yeah, goddamn. What's her name?
Patton?
No. I'll know it if you say it.
Ferris.
Paula
White?
Paula Ferris, maybe.
No,
it was something, but anyways,
but I know you're talking about.
She went out, she went like Larry King goes, I just want to say something right now. I'm not depressed. I'm not suicidal. I love my life. I love people. So if you find me fucking dead in a fucking car, it's not from me. I would never kill myself. And you have to come out and say that.
Yeah.
Or else they'll fucking choke
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Look at everybody involved with the Bernie Madoff shit
yeah.
that isn't Bernie Madoff. They're all fucking dead. His accountant, they found at the bottom of a pool.
Because
they're like,
insane.
He knew something was going on.
I remember one time
you
I
got to go, when big money like that, the accountant, that's who you got
to
go after.
Bernie Madoff right? only went to jail because he ripped off rich people. If he had just ripped off yeah. poor people, he'd still be fucking out and about. He ripped off
yeah,
rich
Yeah, if he just
fuck.
Took GM pensions or something,
yeah.
they'd be like, whatever.
John Stewart's mom was fucking investing in his shit. And that's why they went fucking nuts on him.
Wow.
It's fucking... But anyways, back to this thing. I don't, it's like, dude, they all get hookers. You don't think Coach K gets fucking chicks to fuck these athletes? Do you think that a 19-year-old kid from the fucking hood gives a fuck about Duke fucking history?
The other thing is it's not right. fair, man. It's not true. Fair when you start to compromise a guy, especially a young guy. Like, even fucking me right now, goddamn.
You're so young.
You get yourself a boner. you're not going to make good decisions.
Yeah.
And if you make that stuff illegal, or you make that some taboo, or you make that like this, like for those poor guys, like that's maybe career ending. Like you could really damage them for like because they were aroused with a biological response. Like that's wrong, man. That is like if you're looking like righteous living and like what a sin is, if you believe it, like that's a crazy, filthy, dirty, amoral sin to hurt that guy for a response he's having like that. And that's the problem when you make things illegal like that, like whether it's sex or whether it's like that.
Legalized prostitution.
Wrong, it's fucking wrong.
Tax
and especially
hooker
for hookers,
ass.
It's like we're all hookers. If you think you're not a hooker, you're a fucking liar. Like everybody's selling their wares, whether it's your body, whether it's what you can creatively write, whether it's your conversations, whatever it is, we're all selling whatever we have. And the only difference is who, like the Kardashians or whoever, who can market it at the best price.
And then like, it's like, what is compensation? Like I've never been with a hooker. I've never paid a girl for sex or anything like that. But I bought plenty of movie tickets and Caesar salads for a blowjob.
Right, 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 right. Yeah,
that's fucking compensation. That's like fine if you take me out tonight.
Yes.
If you're not an asshole, I'll suck your dick. That's the same thing.
I mean, and it's so funny.
Or a housewife that's like, I'm not like, I'm like, yeah. That's the definition.
Yeah, you got a Lexus in the fucking driveway, bitch.
My favorite thing is to go on Facebook and see all these chicks who used to, like, your boys used to blow bang and shit like that, and now they got babies, and they're like, this is, and like, you used to do coke and suck everybody's dick at the Comedy Store.
I think that's fine.
God bless them.
God bless them.
I think that's fine.
Everybody goes through whatever their life is when they are, you know? We're a motion picture. We're not a snapshot. And like and all that stuff.
Do we have
it's
any
like
callers?
If we had less less onus on that kind of behavior, it wouldn't be so vilified later. People are like, she's like this or that. Like, how about it's just like people like doing what they like doing?
Here, give me this. I agree with that.
Get it over here.
I agree with that, dude.
What's Ari doing? He's in comedy.
He's in Australia.
Right now in Australia?
He's in Australia right now.
I didn't get to see him when he was here. It really bums me out. Is he coming back here or going to New York?
He's going to New York, and then he goes to then he's going to Philly. Then he's back here
and
December.
And he doesn't have a smartphone still?
He still doesn't have a smartphone. Golly. But then he's back, I think, December 21st, and I think he's back for, like, till, like, March or something that. Yeah, he's back for like, quite a few months. So that would be cool to have him back here.
That would be great.
You know they're redoing Twin Peaks?
They're redoing everything, dude.
Yeah, they're redoing everything. You know what I think they should redo?
David Lynch is doing it, though.
Yeah, they already shot it.
This will be me time-stamping this in case anybody steals this idea. Dude, how badass would it be if they redid Cannonball Run?
Yeah, or
like all the stars they could put in there now, all the kind of cars they could have right now in there.
I cannot believe.
It'd be sponsorship crazy. Every goddamn car company would want to be involved
be
in that. Because that thing
it'd
was
be
like
better
20.
Better than Transformers.
Had comedy teams, had all kinds of fucking, you know.
Wow.
Especially there's now, so many people you could put in
especially
there.
Especially with Fast and Furious, huge.
And you could put Jackie Chan back in it because that was the first movie he was in.
I wonder if it would have to be funny as shit because like they like the Fast and Furious because there's that violence.
Well, they like to
it.
Take everything that was funny and try to make it sexy now. Like, you remember when they did MTV did that with Teen Wolf? Like, Teen Wolf was such a joke, and then they made it completely homoerotic.
Yeah, Buffy and the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
You got to kind of want to bang a couple of those girls.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but there's still humor in that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'll bang it. I'll bang anybody. I'll bang the goddamn wolf.
Whose computer is this?
Sammy's. This is mine. What are we doing right now?
He's running the Skype through the board.
Okay, so, all right. So you don't need my computer.
He's like a real writer, like this one right here.
Yeah.
Like,
that way you can still
write for that show?
Right on.
I wrote, I've offered a couple sketches to him.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's interesting. That's an interesting show in the way it's formatted. And I always wonder, like, with podcasts, like it's maybe the smartest in that way if you wanted to parlay that into a television program or something like that.
Yeah. I think they are getting a TV
show. Which I think
show.
Is what's happening, yeah.
Well, you know, it's like the Rogan bump.
What's the Rogan bump?
The Rogan, the golden, Rogan, if he featured you enough, you just.
Sure.
Or you do his podcast enough times.
Yeah. It's the Rogan bump.
Yeah.
There's nobody that's got the Mize Touch more than that guy.
No.
I don't know of anybody. I don't care what anybody says. The Comedy Store is where it's at because Rogan returned.
Yep.
The prodigal son returned, and it fucking just
I would
blew
say,
up.
Too, though, before that, man, like, you guys, in a huge way, are for that. And, like, all the new guys that came on, like, there's a different energy. Like, for just hanging out there since, like, I don't know, since 05 or 06 or whenever, like, I came around there the first time, it's It's different. Instead of guys trying to be like, it's almost like there's a feeling of, well, that guy's got the funny, and if he has more funny, then I won't have funny or something like that. And instead, it's like it's a real community of these guys that are all really supportive of each other, collaborating with each other, doing all these different things. And I think with the advent of technology, it's brought the real true idea and a law of the universe together that, like, when everybody does better, everybody does better. And that, like, all those guys starting to help each other and going, oh, you be on my show, you be on my show, and all this stuff, it starts to elevate everybody.
And then the backside of that coin is what podcasting has done for that place, because so many successful podcasts a lot of them are Comedy Store people. So you figure you got 20 podcasts where people are like Duncan or us or anybody else are talking about the store.
Yep.
What happens is Australians come to L.A.
and they have to go
to the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. And they show up and they go, oh, fuck, it's Tripoli. Oh, blah, you know.
They look at all the names on the walls. And all, like,
those are all people that only never would have gone there, never wouldn't have even known that place existed, let alone plan a trip around the world to see this place.
Yeah. It's a crazy place, man. I hope it never closes.
Trips.
Like, I look at what's happening on Sunset Boulevard right now, and it bums me out. Like, with the House of Blues going away and all that.
Dude,
and I think
it's
about
all
like,
the mom and pop things that are being lost,
lost,
man.
It's all
becoming gigantic fucking hotels and restaurants that are going to keep the turnover left and right.
Dude, it's a lot of foreign investors are just wanting to get into like L.A.
Yep.
All these condos.
Somebody's becoming
the
Vegas
Strip. A bunch of Saudis just came in.
Saudis, Chinese, and Europeans are all buying up fucking just land, and they're just building condos. And I really want somebody to tell me, what is the occupancy rate of all these condos that are opening?
I'll tell you this, man. I live in I was going to say Venice, but I live in Marina Del Rey.
Oh, shit.
And
Marina Del Rey. Location dropper.
And Lincoln Boulevard is one of the only north-south boulevards to connect, like, to the airport or to go south at all, or the 405. Like, you don't have a lot of choices. There's not a lot of there's not a lot of surface streets to get on, right? And the 405 shuts. That's a mess. Nobody wants to get on that at the wrong times of the
day. Some guy on the 101 was going to jump off the bridge. It was the worst traffic. You know it's bad traffic when it stands out.
Mm-hmm.
The only other time, whenever somebody wants to kill themselves,
and it was
Hollywood,
a Friday.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, asshole, have some class.
Rude. Yeah.
Traffic's already bad on a
Friday.
Do it
on Sunday night.
Dude. What about Thursday afternoon?
Yeah.
I got stuck in that. It was the worst.
Yeah, everybody
it was
did.
The fucking worst, dude.
Well, but so in Playa Vista, which is just down a little bit from Marina.
Location dropper.
They're building, there must be 30 new, not units, but like, buildings of like hundreds of apartments going up, right? There's these huge structures. They just built a Whole Foods. They just put Hop Dotties down there. There's like tons
Hop
of shit
Dotties.
Going down.
What the hell is Hop Dotties?
Dude, it's one of the best burgers you ever had. We got to go there.
Really?
Yeah, dude. We got
Hop Dotties.
We'll go there right after this. You got business. Goddamn. You guys, it's awesome.
We'll go there this week, though, for sure.
And they're the nicest people. I don't know who does their stuff down there, but they're the nicest waiter. Their staff.
Are they Americans or are they foreigners?
Full on Americans.
All right.
And anyway, but I'm like, there's supposed to be, I think, 21,000 new units there within the next 4 months. New units, meaning like one or more people will live in those things. Like, where do those people drive? Like, that's when you're talking about, like, when do we reach capacity? Like, why do we want more places for people to live?
Yeah.
You know, when we come out of a recession in L.A., and it's like, ooh, all the people that, you know, your shitty kid from Kansas, like, you can't afford to send them here because the economy turned south or whatever. You're like, sorry, 19-year-old, not this year. Maybe in 4 years you can go and fuck up the traffic in L.A. more or whatever the deal is. Rad. So we've been in that kind of place. What happens when the whole economy gets really prosperous and people have money to send all their kids here again? This will shut down. There's not an infrastructure for Southern California that
you know the population of Santa Monica doubles. Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, it doubles.
Really?
And if you're over 60, you
it's
should
all the people coming in there to work for the day and
here.
Then bouncing.
Sebastian used to have crazy. The best joke about how you have to prove you should be allowed to live here. Like, you have
you
to
should
give,
be able to do driving
you,
tests.
This is what I'm doing.
Driving.
This is what I got going on. Not today. Leave the city. You should have to go back to Arizona.
It's horrible.
You should earn credits to move here.
If you've got your family members and you've got your grandma or something lives here, you are a fucking asshole.
We should do
rude,
fake
man.
news stories about multiple earthquakes in Hollywood just to keep everybody away.
It's true.
Because once you get these snows and these giant winter storms and these fucking tornadoes and these tsunamis.
What we need is a
like,
good 100-foot wave.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, I know this sounds crazy.
You know right now in Venice, if you have a lot. One little tiny plot of land, $1 million, regardless of the home on it. Mm. So if you just rip down whatever shithole house is on it, it's still $1 million. So then you're going to have to put another $1 million for the house on top. So right now it is the highest real estate price in the country, higher than San Francisco, higher than Manhattan, because the base price for the plot of land is so fucking
They say
large.
The rent is getting crazy. To be the highest in the country, too.
It's
and that's crazy that San Francisco and even Manhattan.
Right, Manhattan's
That's
high.
Why I'm afraid to move. I'm living in a place, my girls lived there for almost 20 years. It's like, we're paying nothing for that. I know when we get out, he could triple the rent.
He could triple that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was scared to move. I was like, if I leave this, because I had great rent in Hancock Park, I was like, that's awesome.
And dude, so much great hooker action around there.
Is there?
All the quality Craigslist hookers around Hancock Park.
I don't know anything.
Park.
Craigslist?
Yeah, I'd like to cruise Craigslist ever looked, to see what's out
What about
there.
Backpage? Is that still
I
operable?
I cruise that too. A lot of good hand
What's
jobs
the
out.
Best one?
What?
Are you ever scared?
Stop!
Are you ever scared of cops?
What did you just say?
I don't get the hookers. I like to see what they're doing.
A lot of good hand jobs is what you said.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can do better than them. You're paying for hand jobs?
I'm just saying they're offering a lot of hand jobs
out there.
Oh, okay. They're offering hand jobs.
I thought you said there's a lot of good hand jobs.
And also...
That's the last thing. I'd rather have a hooker do my dishes than give me a hand job.
That's a good bit. I like that.
But it's totally true. It's like, I'm better at this. It's the only thing I can do myself.
Dude, I once got a massage by this Asian. And she's like, do you want me to finish it off? I'm like, why not? And she did something that was next level. That
What'd
was
she
like,
do?
Did she
put her butthole weird, around your dick?
No, she did this weird thing with her little Asian hands. And it was just like, boom! It was like a magic trick. She just like made the dumb
Make the bunny disappear.
Yeah.
And then reappear.
Boom! And it was just like, I'm like, that's next level.
She but
like,
I mean, you know, 90% of that was like a deep tissue massage. Thusly still worth the money.
Right.
But if someone's just like, hey, pull over, I'll give you a hand job.
It might have been the buildup, too. It might have been because of the massage that she was able to extract so easily.
Yeah.
Extract.
And I was blown out on cocaine, too, so that was
fun. Wow, double hard job.
Yeah, right? She goes, oh, you take very long time. I was like, yeah, you know,
kind
that's
of an
rock
expert
and roll.
At rolling my dick in cocaine.
That's rock and roll.
And I would like to say, too, that maybe it's not the only thing that he's better at than her. Maybe he's got other skills. We just don't know.
Am good at a lot of shit, dude.
You know?
I'm really in sensitive places right now. I mean, I'm a good at a lot of things.
I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying it's a waste of money to get a hand job from a hooker, which has got a perfectly good mouth and butthole to wrap around my wang.
Can you look up the Star Wars trailer? I want to get your guys' feelings on it.
Do you go mouth and butthole and you just, you're like, I'm not disrespecting the pussy, but I just would prefer these other things?
Yeah, I'm just like, you know what? Every guy wants your pussy. I'm going to fucking think outside the box. Here's my go-to move. Here's why I get him going like, whoa, this guy's nuts. First date, slip him a bunch of laxatives. She goes in the bathroom because she's about to blow out the shit of a lifetime. I wait about maybe 20 seconds. I kick the door in like a fireman. I pin her knees to her ears, and then I start eating her ass. Because then she's like, whoa, that's his first move? This guy's really, I don't even know. And now everything's on the table, guys.
Yeah, but now you got to fucking top that.
Yeah, but that's up to her. Now she's like a fucking scared rat in the corner.
No,
she doesn't even know.
The caveman.
So you want her to feel special.
I want her to know that I'm here for the long haul.
Yeah, I love eating ass on the first date because it lets the girls know, hey,
you guys ever had poop in that kind of interaction?
No, you look what you're going into.
He's asking for poop. He's asking for it.
I want to go in there after a firework went off in her ass. You know what I mean? She's like, whoa, this guy.
I don't want that.
I want anything but poop. I wish we'd get to a place as a society where women don't have to poop.
I'm not even doing
it. I love that idea in a way. I mean, why? Or whatever, as long as it's all clear. I've never had a bad experience
with
it.
We need magic tit sauce where they just rub it on and it makes your tits bigger.
Do you eat
pussy,
ass?
Eating pussy and you eating
eat
butthole,
ass,
it makes my dick harder than anything.
But that beard, though, with that beard.
How long have you been eating ass?
So good. Ah, fuck, man. It's been 20 years.
I've been eating ass since 85, dog. Don't forget that.
85.
Yeah, that's a good 30 years of ass eating.
If only when I was 3, I had that.
I did. I started eating ass very early.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see. I want to see what you... Can we hook it in real quick? Hook it in?
That's the name of the that's the name of the new movie, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yes.
Is this number 8 or something? What is it?
This is...
Technically number...
7.
Thank you, Ghost of the Machine.
I haven't seen this. I was going to watch it.
This
so
is after Return of the Jedi. Yeah.
Yes.
Great aim, by the way, plugging that in.
Somebody hit play. Do something, caveman.
I did it, and then it...
Is it going to freeze on it? Are we going to get halfway through and it's going to freeze?
This is the new Star Wars trailer.
Nice outfit. That's Al-Qaeda.
This is good podcasting right here.
Sounds cool.
You guys should have synced it up. I love JJ. Home. If you didn't, you fucked up.
You love JJ Watts?
Abrams.
I love the new R2-D2.
I don't like that at all. Sand is all in his joints. I don't like her.
Sensitive hot
chick. She's hot.
Yeah, but that's... Lucasfilm.
I don't like that. That's like a cowboy thing. I should change.
I was raised to do one thing.
Wait, there's a black guy in this
I've
movie?
Got nothing to fight for.
Turn this off.
Nothing will stand in our way.
Oh, this is the new Darth Vader.
I will finish.
Holy
shit. When he started.
Whoa! Yeah.
That guy's getting a hand job, by the way.
You are blowing my mind.
It's true. All of it.
Where's Mark Hamill?
He's in it, isn't it?
The dark side. The Jedi.
Black Jedi.
Turns into Lando Calrissian.
They're real.
The Force.
I love a Wookiee.
Just let it in.
Oh.
All right, what's our take, guys?
Just let it in.
Just let it in.
I love it that we go from eating butthole to the dark side.
Yeah. Some might say that eating butthole is the dark side.
I love it.
I mean, it looks like completely sold out. You can't even get a ticket right now. It doesn't come out till the middle of December.
Yeah.
And, like, people last night at the store, because I went there to watch Monday Night Football with Renazizi and Adam and Simone. Oh, by the way, Renazizi, I know I tease him on this show about eating a lot. Orders 5 pizzas for 4 of us.
Hey, man,
you
that's
know,
called love,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, come on.
Different
you know,
flavored
guy
pizzas
wants to
each
eat
one,
all those.
Though, right?
No.
They're all the
you
same.
You got like two and two.
That's just love, dude.
Yeah, he wanted to take
also,
4 pizzas home.
Upper echelon white guy.
Yep. You know, I watched it. He folded
how much money he's got. He, can
he folded
throw it
one
away
whole
on
pizza
dough.
In half. Just 2 bites. Gone. But they showed that trailer during the halftime of the game. Completely sold out everywhere, and there was like 2 or 3 people last night that physically had their tickets in their
did
hand.
Did you rape them?
Oh, for Star Wars when it comes out.
So, do you guys think that I did the new Vader well? Or
yeah. Oh, you crushed it.
Thanks.
What was your motivation?
I can't really go into all of it because it's there's
you have to sign
kind
some
of a
documents.
Spoiler,
yeah.
But it's going to be great.
Great. Congratulations.
Yeah, you want me to throw a spoiler alert out and ruin this for everybody?
Yes.
Han Solo dies in this movie.
Thank God.
Did anyone read the book?
Where was Mark Hamill?
Totally true. I don't know. He wasn't in that trailer. I think they're kind of trying to save it and
no,
keep
I
it
mean,
a
where is he
Aaron,
right now?
Rate that. Aaron, rate
probably
that.
Probably at that burger place.
Aaron, rate that spoiler alert. Are you upset? A little upset? Very upset? Do you want to fight the team? Because he told you that's something.
You told me to do it.
I did not tell you to
no,
do
I
it.
No, I don't.
If anybody reads the book,
yeah,
read
if anyone
books,
reads
you
the
know,
books,
you would
yeah,
know
yeah,
that
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah. Mark Hamill is in it. He puts his hand on something.
Wait
in the
a minute. There's Star Wars books?
Yeah, yeah, they have all the books already written out.
They're coloring books.
That is gay, because that is not what it started as. It's not like it was Game of Thrones and it was
hold
the books.
On,
that
hold
is
on.
Some silly
so you're
shit.
Upset that Star Wars is being marketing
this is fucked.
For merchandise? Are you leaving on that?
Well, because it
seems ridiculous.
Hey, I think they should have like adult toys, too. Like,
yeah.
they're making
have
money
a real
on everything
lightsaber.
Else. How about or Dildo Calrissian? It's a
yeah.
fucking vibrator.
Yes.
That's,
yeah,
that's like
I like,
big enough for
I
a
like
black,
that a lot.
Yeah,
R2-D2 butt plug.
Oh, R2,
yeah.
R2 Deep Throat. It's a little robot that fucking ooh. Sucks you off.
R2-2
like
Deep.
Better than the fleshlight.
R2-2 Deep.
R2-2 Deep.
Hand Solo.
Hand Solo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you're alone, yeah. Solo,
huh?
Hand. What?
It's like a fleshlight, but it's shaped like a hand.
It just is a glove that looks like Han Solo.
Do me a favor. Also look up Amy Schumer, and we'll get into this, too.
Now, did she steal a joke? I read something about Patrice.
There should be a video about it, so I'd like to watch it.
There's all this stealing and theft and ideas of lying and all that shit. I heard a bunch of shit about.
Listen, here's what
this guy lied about that, and then this. It's a weird thing, man.
I think that there is... dual thinking, people parallel thinking, and you know, to claim, I
oh,
don't,
right.
To claim a sex position as a,
I don't know anything about it except I just read that.
Well, that's
internet.
What, apparently,
I didn't click the video. I don't
Patrice O'Neill
shit.
Did a bit way back in the day, and he was kind of credited with being first, even though I don't necessarily think that you can say one person was the first person to ever start talking about all the funny sex positions people have come up with. You know, I used to have a joke about the
pile driver,
angry pirate, and then the Lindsay Lohan, which that's where you beat off onto a mirror and the girl does a line of your blow. You know what I'm saying? That's the Lindsay Lohan, which I was very proud about that. So right now, Amy's getting a lot of shit because people say she just jacked Patrice O'Neill's old joke. And
which
a lot,
was what?
I guess she did jokes about... the different positions. Have you found out where it is?
Yeah, I'm looking
but
for
I mean,
a good
imagine,
video.
I mean, imagine. I mean, it's such a common thing.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, man.
Sex.
Hey, that guy had a joke about traffic.
At a certain point, it's like I had a trainer one time, and he was like, this other trainer comes up, and we're bench pressing, right? And he's like, oh, fuck this. Let's get out of here. And all right. Like, I'm just listening to what he says, whatever. And he goes, oh, that fucking plagiarist over there. Fucking, he's just taking all my shit. And I'm like, we're doing a bench press. It's pretty universally known. Like, people,
right,
the secret's
right.
out.
Right, if, right.
Like, he's not going to steal your shit. Like, and it's got to be like that in comedy in some regards. Like, yeah, you got a dog fart joke or whatever.
Right,
like,
right,
that's a
right,
thing that happens.
Right,
and
right.
other people own pets and they notice that was funny also.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, I've had a problem with a lot of people trying to jack the Naughty Show and how I do it. And I've been accused of being overly sensitive about that, you know. But I have a certain format that I like to do. And, you know, some people have watched the show and then suddenly they have a format that just like it, you know. And I didn't invent stand-up and burlesque. I did not. Actually, stand-up started in burlesque shows. We'll get into this in 2 seconds. Let's see it.
This is called The Nasty Show. Did you steal that?
No. Hold on 1 second. We'll do this. So this is Patrice O'Neill in 2007, which, by the way, I heard somebody say... Back in the day, you know, 2009.
You have a gorilla mask? I know, it's a trip, right?
Back in the day, 2009.
But if you're only 20, that's half your life. I mean, if you're bad at math.
I've seen this video, and I want to point out one thing.
All right, let's...
His hat?
No. When you watch Patrice O'Neill do his joke, just look at the way he, like, does his act out and the sounds he makes.
You have a gorilla mask? Gorilla mask? That's it. You come in a face, right, and then take some pubic hair and throw it at her. You have a Darth Vader? Darth Vader, you come in both her nostrils, and she has to breathe like this.
I don't find this funny. But he is committed.
Back in the day, it was great, though.
You have a poltergeist? Poltergeist is good. Well, you need your friend, though, right? Like, you're fucking him from behind, and then you sneak out, and he takes your place, and then you walk outside and wave at her through the window.
Those are a room full of college kids.
This was a different time. This was edgy for back then.
There's the Abraham Lincoln. That's where the guy trims his pubes, comes on the girl's face, and then throws the pubes. So she has that facial hair. You guys don't like U.S. history? I can't gauge the crowd. What's wrong? The worst one I've ever heard is the Houdini, which is where the guy's having sex with a girl from behind. Then unbeknownst to her, his friend subs in for him.
I gotta say, I've heard this joke with 15 different scenarios and names.
Yeah,
that's throughout high school.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Which is just rape. Like that's just rape.
That is her twist.
Yeah.
It's not fair to Houdini. Like no girl.
That's funny. It's not fair to Houdini.
No girl's gonna be like woo. But it's Phil. I love you. Thank you so much, Apollo.
Okay, so.
Huh.
Right,
I think this.
Why did I
think,
read that out loud?
I think that,
we were all just reading it. Yeah. We're the worst fucking radio that, show that, hosts ever.
I mean, to paraphrase it, what they said is that Amy and Patrice had worked on a show together. Maybe they co-wrote those. Was it parallel thinking? It goes into all the things. Or did she steal it? And she's funny. Like, she's fucking, she's not a hack. You know what I mean? Like, she builds fucking bits, writes movies. She's talented. Yeah. It's not like, and that is the shittiest stuff I've ever heard her do. I've never heard her do a worse joke than the Abe Lincoln. Like, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. I don't know why she would want to steal that, unless maybe she did write that with him, and then she's setting up for the thing about, like, the rape thing, which is kind of funny later. But, like, it doesn't seem like that is who she would steal material from or whatever, and if that's the only case you can find of it, I would have to err on the side of, like, they probably wrote that shit together or came up with it or something like that.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, it wasn't the same thing, but it's just – it's just not original, and there's nothing
right.
There's not a crime against being unoriginal. And the truth of the matter is, when you get that big as Amy Schumer is, career wise, you know,
I was shocked that it was 2015.
Hold on,
that was the date when she did that.
Out.
I was like, that's what you did as material in 2015.
And by the way, HBO special at the Apollo.
Listen,
that's her closer at
her
HBO special at the Apollo.
When you get that big, it's very hard to be a fucking, like, super edgy, cutting-edge guy. You have to do broad strokes when you get that hot. If you look at most, you're really huge
because
guys.
The audience is bigger at that point?
Yeah, because you're trying to throw a fucking giant net.
I think
you're
that's
not going
trouble,
for
man. That sucks because people are smarter if they're in your niche and they find you. And then you want to get out
bigger,
there.
Rogan or Amy Schumer?
Well, Amy Schumer is for sure bigger.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that because we all would here would die to have Joe Rogan's fucking career or his bank account or any of that stuff. We all love Joe. He's great. But Joe's
I'm
able
to get
work
my
in
own
his
bank account. I don't know why you got to steal Joe's money for me.
Well, you know, it's just who I am. It's just who I am. But if you look at the comics who are that big, that play in that kind of fucking stratosphere, you know, none of them are really known as, oh, that guy who, you know, that fucking cutting edge dude. It's nothing against them because their comedy just is meant to reach a bigger audience than this. You know, it's my joke. It's this. It's clowns versus shit talkers. I've always said that forever. Shit talkers are legends. Clowns just work more and can be bigger in pop culture, but not necessarily have the respect of not that.
You could say to somebody right now that just came on the Comedy Seed, you could mention Dane Cook's name,
right?
And people would go, "Who is that?" Right?
Some might, right? Some not. I think a lot of the kids know who Dane Cook is.
Okay, so but if you were to go, who is more popular, or who's more well known, Dane Cook or Joe Rogan? And what I guess what I'm speaking to here is longevity.
Yeah,
is that like here's a guy like the problem? Dane Cook used to be really funny. And then he had to get other people to write his jokes because Showtime wants a special, and then Comedy fucking whatever wants a special, and they and you can't have that much material. So
Dane
other
was
people
entering
do their
stuff,
that
right? that area, which was where Amy Schumer is. But his attitude
probably bigger
and his past
than
thing.
Her at the that time he was hot, right?
The reason or the no? comedy community is getting behind Amy Schumer is because, one, they all love her.
Well, she's a woman.
She treats everybody. No, but it's just, she, from what I've been told, everybody says she's the nicest person and she treats everybody well.
But it's
and
a novelty, too. We haven't seen a funny woman just break through like that. Like, it's a,
and
it's a new
just,
thing. In
and
a
there's a big, even though I don't think that joke necessarily represents her
at all. She's no. way funnier.
She
I saw
is
her live,
a lot more vulnerable
awesome.
Than a lot of the female comics who have tried to get to that level because women, I've said before, trade in purity, man. They trade in purity and they don't want to be too honest about who they are because they think it takes a little shine off them. Oh, that girl's a whore. That, she seems to be perfectly comfortable with talking about that. She's a sexaholic and all that shit. You
I think
know?
That's why, like... Like Annie Lederman, too, to bring her up again. Like, I think that's why she's super funny. She's really super authentic. She's connected to who she is in that way. And she's like,
yeah.
I'll talk about whatever. This is what it is. You
the
know?
Unfortunate thing is she did the same two premises, same two as some set that he did that wasn't right. even on television 8 years ago.
Can I ask you guys, as comics, is the Apollo lot, isn't that a black club?
Well, that's why right? she did it.
So... Because so she's paying homage to Patrice in
yeah,
some way.
And you know who directed
that's
it?
That's where he performed a lot.
Chris
is that,
Rock.
So that's all maybe part of it too, right?
I mean, isn't if it, she gave a shout out to that was for you, Patrice, and then walked off. That might be a little different, but
right.
I
don't know. That's the thing. Here's the goddamn thing. Everybody wants to be the goddamn tattletale police.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to get famous for breaking some fucking story because you know some fucking thing on the internet and you want it to go viral, and then you're going to get all these followers. What you don't take into account is that whoever's breaking the story and telling this. Wasn't Patrice O'Neill's friend and doesn't know Amy Schumer and doesn't know anything of what's yeah. going on. I'd yeah. like Amy Schumer to be here and go, you know what? No, we wrote that bit together and we had this inside thing where, like, if either one of us ever blow up, you know, you could use that, I could use that. And I did that at the Apollo Theater as a tribute to my friend who passed away.
It's not like
maybe,
she's trying to hide.
I don't know. But everybody's default is to go, she's a liar, she's a cunt, she doesn't deserve fame, she hasn't worked hard, let's kick over her sandcastles.
Dude, I love
I don't
her.
Know the
I
truth.
I love her stand-up because she goes into how hard she's had to work.
Sure.
Because she goes in, and who did break the story is some sweaty palmed little nerd that found those clips and he's like, I gotta get it out there before yeah. the next guy does. I hope yeah. I can hit send first.
Look it's how famous like, Red Band got by breaking that Carlos Mencia video. I'm gonna make my own video. It's like, dude, you don't know these people.
It's two right. totally different people.
Yeah. Red Band was there when
you
all
know
that happened.
He was there and he had a camera because
he,
that was
he
what
knew
his
all
job
those
was.
People and that's yeah. what was going down. He was dead in the middle of all that shit. You know, I am really practicing very hard to not get wrapped up in this shit and not have a fucking opinion and not go out and yeah. say, oh, Amy Schumer is this and that and this. I don't know, man. I wasn't there. I didn't know Patrice O'Neill. I barely know Amy Schumer. And I'm not going to be fucking going to be like, yep,
I know
the way
Amy
this
Schumer
guy edited that
well.
Video without me knowing a backstory.
New Mexico at Route 66 Casino. I enjoyed a 45-minute show that she did. She was very funny. She and I would fair to say, are really good friends at this point.
Sure.
So I think I can speak to what her intentions
Listen,
were.
Listen, the truth of the matter is, if Amy Schumer back, was a scumbag, people would be coming out of the woodworks. Because that's how the comedy community is. Listen, I learned this from my dad a long time ago because he didn't follow this rule, which was you can't break the rules and be an asshole. And I'm not saying she's breaking the rules. But if she was breaking the rules and she was an asshole, people would be fucking setting
the
her
other
on
thing
fire.
Is here's something. She's going to comment on this in a day or
she's
two.
She's loved by people.
And here's the other. Here's
it's
the flip
not
side
malicious.
Of it. How many, for years, you and I have sat down, written jokes together, written sketches together, written bits together. Some of them are super fucking old that we never ever use anymore. But let's just say, let's think the other way. What if that was her original joke and he was just doing it at Just for Laughs
Good point.
And putting his spin on it that they wrote together and he did it then and she's never done it?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, this is it goes back to the original thing when I was like, oh, I saw this yesterday and it came up in my news feed or whatever, but I didn't click it. It's like what you're saying, T.
Yeah.
It's like, I got no fucking interest in that because There's maybe two people that know what the truth of that is, and so fucking what? Is Amy Schumer terrifically fucking talented? Yeah. Is one joke, like, speaking to her? No, if it came out that, like, her whole set was Fugazi, like, that's a whole different thing. Yeah. But that's not what it is, you know?
Benghazi, like, she was involved in that whole...
Different.
Okay.
Different.
If it's like, if I have a dog in the fight, if I see this thing, Ari Shaffir stole this joke, Sam Tripoli is a joke thief. I'm like, what? I'll click and watch that because I know both your acts so fucking well. I know, I could be like, dude, he was telling me about this bit 7 years ago or whatever the fuck. I don't know shit about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then so far, I'm not going to pile on to something where I don't even fucking know what's going on.
Did you hear about
if I'm too busy taking...
The Dave Chappelle story and the guy from The Daily Show. That they said...
The new guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Trevor Noah. He did Trevor Noah. Joke.
Yeah, it was verbatim, dude.
Hey, well, I read both jokes, and it's the premise. Like, the setup is pretty verbatim, and it's like the... It's that, like, nice white people racism or something like that. I'll look it up, but
the
reason
I hate that is, like, I'm really over black and white jokes. I'm sorry.
Well, it's
I'm
also this thing of, like, dude, you don't know... Nobody knows any origin of anything, and if you don't, then ask instead of keeping your... and keep your mouth shut. I got accused of stealing a joke from Brody Stevens once before I ever even really, you know, had watched him a lot and all this. And I had this joke, which was, I'm not in the Mile High Club, but I jerked off at an airport once. Which was a true story. I had a layover. I
jerked off in the airport before.
You know what I mean? Of course.
And sometimes you got punched that munchkin, dog.
Yeah, so I had a long layover, and I fucking jerked off at a fucking airport. True story. Not in a Mile High Club, but I jerked off at an airport once. I tell it at the comedy store.
Dude,
some dude comes
Brody Stevens does that joke.
Some dude comes up to me and goes, dude, you stole that joke from Brody. I go, I did what? I go, that's a completely true fucking story that just happened to me a couple weeks ago. And he goes, oh, man, Brody's got a joke. So then I see Brody, and I ask Brody, hey, do you have a joke that goes like this? He goes, no, but it's similar. He goes, mine is, I'm not in a Mile High Club, but I jerked off on a Ferris wheel once. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
It's so annoying.
But it's like all of a sudden people's default is, you're a thief, you're a liar. And I'm like, dude, you don't even know my whole fucking experience, and you don't know my relationship with Brody. I can walk right up to him. Right. We have this conversation about reality, and you're going around calling me a joke thief to people.
Yeah.
You don't even know me.
And Brody doesn't even do jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't even tell jokes anymore.
I got somebody hit me up about that. Someone's like, Triple, I love your album, but, you know, Dave Chappelle already did the Crackheads and Trees bit. I'm like, so nobody can talk about it again, even though I'm walking my fucking dog and I saw 5 crackheads in the fucking trees? I can't talk about it?
Well, we're going to get to a point with all these fucking snitches on the internet that don't care about the creative process of art. Where I go, hey, I just jerked off in an airport, and there's the Mile High Club thing. Let me tweet and ask all the goddamn joke police if anybody's ever said this.
I love Red State Team.
It's gonna
so
be okay. It'll be all right.
I love them.
He's a fighter.
So listen,
I think he needs another coffee.
Let's get into some. We gotta talk a little sports here.
I love that. That's what I'm here for.
You love talking sports.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you following boxing at all?
You know what I really love is the Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
Those guys, I wish, I just want them to smash it.
Really?
They're not going to win this year, are they?
No, they are definitely
probably
not.
Probably not.
All right. Yeah.
They're definitely
probably
not going to smash it.
That's what I want to
Why
happen.
Do you love
Why
them?
Do you like the Cowboys? Because you look like you would be a Dallas Cowboy fan
I'm
in
a
Dallas.
Huge
I thought you'd be
Dallas
the Buccaneers looking like a pirate.
No, man, no. I've got interest in Dallas, and when the... When, the,
oh.
when they
Cowboys
do good, your
playing,
bars do good.
Holy shit. Yeah. Dude, people party in Dallas.
The thing that you have going for you is that they're in a horrible division, that if they can just catch a couple breaks, stay in it for a while, they have a chance.
Believe, guys. You guys believe. Maybe I should.
It's not out of the realm that they could win that division. It's out of the realm of reality that they can win a Super Bowl.
But they could make it to the. All they got to do is make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, but then they're going to get smoked.
Against
if they do.
The Giants and the Seahawks next.
Which are both. Giants probably not as winnable as Seahawks are in disarray. I don't know.
Giants are worse than the Seahawks. They look like, I couldn't believe how bad they did. Last night's game looked like if there was a football version of like the Washington Generals against the Globetrotters, that's what it looked like.
Did you guys see the fight between a Giants fan and an Eagle fan?
Yeah.
This Giant fan's talking shit and this fucking Eagle guy just fucking boom, boom. The guy's hand goes, just connects, puts the dude to sleep. And it's so funny because Oakland Raiders fans get the most shit. Raiders fans and Dodgers fans get the most shit that they're most violent. And that shit happens
Eagles,
all over the place.
No, Eagles are bad. The Eagles fans booed Santa Claus. The
Philadelphia is one of the angriest places in the world.
The Where? Eagles fans were putting... it was the Eagles. I think they were playing the Browns. And all the Browns had their helmets on the sidelines. And then I couldn't figure out why. It was, like, really weird. Even if you weren't in the game, they all had their helmets on. Turns out the Eagles fans were putting batteries in snowballs and throwing them at the other team on the thing. So they all had to wear their helmets, even if they weren't in the game, because they're getting hit in the head with batteries.
Batteries are a good weapon. You put them in a sock.
Yeah.
I was talking about the last time the Raiders went to the Super Bowl.
That's some prison weapons
right
there.
It was almost Eagles versus Raiders. Imagine that Super Bowl. Imagine the violence in the stands.
Oh, yeah. It would have been like those.
Are there still the Redskins? Do they still exist?
Yeah, they can't say the name in California.
People just call them the Skins.
I was wondering what happened because I remember when they were like, no, you got to take all those names away. And then I was wondering if that actually really happened.
What's your take on that?
It seems ridiculous.
You know, here's the only I am not politically correct at all, but what I hate is hypocrisy. And I've said here before, and it's just like, if this was like the Jersey Jews or the fucking, you know, Kansas City Kikes or the Fresno Faggots or the New York Niggers, we'd be going fucking nuts. And but because this political group doesn't have the fucking political power to run to the fucking media.
The best point I ever heard about this.
That we're okay.
But you're totally
about
right.
It.
And just to your point, which I totally agree with, if I tell you who gets to decide whether this is an offensive term, the people that are offended by it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, hey, man, if American Indians, if this term is offensive to you, well, then change it.
Yeah. But they have said that. And then they go find this one guy over there who's like, I don't care. I enjoy. You know, he's like some, you know, just like they how Donald Trump found that Mexican who's like, I love Donald Trump.
Oh,
like
my
the
God.
One fucking,
you know,
Mexican.
Yeah, the trouble is, though, is that we're in a capitalistic society. And so that being the case, if I have a franchise,
the jersey sales have dropped
that I own the trademark on. And
oh, by the way, they don't have a trademark anymore.
Selling Washington Redskins jerseys.
They can't sell. They don't own that trademark. You can literally right now.
So they lost a trademark.
Yes.
So to me, like, that seems like you've just stolen from people.
Yeah, I just.
To me, it's Dan Snyder, stubbornness of Daniel Snyder.
And my point would be, like, you let then the public decide, we're not going to support you in this, and then it goes away because that's the way a free market works.
Right.
So we're either that or we're not that. Like, you don't get to dictate it. You know what I mean? You're not
Putin
over here.
I get that, but dude, again,
here's what's interesting. Do you recall when it was the Washington Bullets, the NBA team, they changed their name from Bullets to Wizards because, hey, Bullets are violent and we don't want to offend or upset kids. So we're going to change our name for the Washington Bullets. It's the same fucking town. Change the basketball team from Bullets to Wizards. But they're like, hey, I'm fine with the fucking Washington Slopes. You know what I mean? we're not changing Washington Gooks because we're fine
Chinese
with that.
What do Chinese people play?
Yeah, what's that?
What do Chinese people play?
Mahjong? No, I'm just saying. It's like, what's the difference?
Ping pong? You ever watch like the advanced level of fucking ping pong?
It's awesome.
I didn't know Washington had a team, though.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's like the same thing. That's exactly what the Redskins are.
The Wizards, what about the Klansmen? They're probably pissed off that they're saying Wizards.
Oh, they should.
Yeah,
that's a great
true.
Point.
What right. about them?
Exactly.
What about ignorant white? I'm surprised you don't see more fucking Southern rednecks washing around with Washington jerseys.
That's really funny.
I mean, I'm the
Wait,
Wizards.
Wasn't there one, is there one called the Rebels? The
Running
UNLV Rebels
running,
or something?
Yeah, that's my team.
The college team, Vegas' college team.
Is that illegal yet or not?
We could go down a slippery slope.
I mean, you
but
start
dude,
to regulate.
You're talking.
Because the point is everybody's offended by something.
Right.
You're going to find somebody.
Right. But the Redskin like, well, is literally about, like red skin. We've tried to get away from actually referencing skin in this thing. I mean, you know, it's like. There is something to, like, you know, when they have a shooter, they're like, oh, they talked about he's white, they talked about he's black. You know, the ultimate goal is, like, whether the shooter's black or white doesn't matter. He's a shooter. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what everybody's trying to get to. I don't know if we'll ever actually get to that, but that's what they're trying to get to. So when you refer to somebody going red skins.
I don't think they're trying to get to that. To me, it seems like this, although it's a great point, and if they're, like, change it, whatever, but, like, this is a distraction from that because this is a game that people are playing, and that is a universal in whatever the three companies are that own all the news fucking resources in America that they do habitually, ritualistically as an institution if there's a person of color that shoots, they're a terrorist or something like this. And if it's a white kid that blows away everybody in school, he's a troubled youth.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And that's fucking, that's racism that fucking counts.
Yes.
And that's what people are avoiding. And if you're like,
that's what I'm trying to say.
If your biggest thing though is like the Redskins, I want to upturn that. How about you upturn the fucking news? Because that's not going to bear on this at all. 100%.
I totally agree with that. I've wanted to change shit in the news. I don't want them naming who the shooter is. I don't want them showing his fucking face. I don't want them to identify him at all. Because you glorify that guy. And in sexual assault cases, you don't say the victim's name, and I respect that. You shouldn't say the attacker's name until he's being found guilty.
The news is sales.
100%.
You know, and so like all that, like you talk, who's the broad that does
Connie Chung
reinvent Grace. TV or whatever? That's
Nancy Grace
that just got into. She just got into ayahuasca and weed and shit after she talked to Joe for 5 minutes, and now she does the whole. She does a whole website that is. She used to work for CNN. Little hot blonde girl. I'm blanking on her name.
We have a stat guy who's supposed to look that up.
What's the website name?
I don't know. It's re something. It's like, but she talks about how like cannabis can help PTSD and how they're doing a lot of studies with mushrooms to help guys that have brain trauma and all that kind of stuff. I think her name is Amy something. She used to work for CNN. She got fired.
Schumer, but, Amy Schumer.
But she got
Amy Adams, Amy Lee.
But she got pushed out because she didn't want to do stories that were contrived, and she had places like maybe it was Benghazi where they. Where they made up a whole story, the people that were slaughtering the people that were there and oppressing the people that were indigenous there, they did a whole story about, like, come on back, and it's great, and we're really great people. And the whole government did a news story that looked like a CNN news story, and they sell it. Like, you can buy spots on CNN to put your propaganda out if you're another country.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No, I'll find out. Damn it.
It's ridiculous.
She's been on Rogan a bunch of times.
It's dude, our news is bought. So, I mean, if you watch the debates, it's like, it's so obvious. Although after the, and you know, you can say whatever you want about the Democratic debates and the Republican debates, but afterwards, you know, they're like, oh, Hillary Clinton won that way. What you saw there was Hillary Clinton. And they're trying to manufacture consent.
Have you watched those debates?
I've watched some of them. But if you look at the actual numbers of clickings and votings and all that stuff, Bernie Madoff wiped the floor
with
her.
Bernie who?
Bernie Sanders, sorry. Mm. But thank you. Thank you for
it's
saying
important
that.
Difference.
That is a big difference. You know. It is a big difference. I watched. We got a call. Dude, can you see if you can find Bill Maher's fucking Bernie Sanders sketch that he did two nights ago or Friday night on his show? It was so fucking funny, dude. I laughed out loud. It was so fucking funny.
Oh, the what he says,
yeah.
What Republicans
did you
hear?
Find it?
No, I'll look it up right now, okay. But I know what you're talking
What's
about.
What's up, Aaron? What do we got, call? Yeah. Hey, you're calling Punch Drunk. You're talking to the number one sports comedy podcast brought to you by Sabretooth Tiger Coffee by Caveman Coffee.
Oh, man, good shit.
Thanks, dude. What's up, buddy? You calling in? What do you want to talk? Schumer, democracy?
You know, I got a question for experts here.
Okay, I like that.
I'm looking at a bunch of cocaine right now.
You're looking at the coke.
I'm looking at a lot of cocaine here on
like,
my laptop.
Be honest, how much cocaine are you talking? Be honest.
It's not that much, but for me, it's a lot. It's probably about 1G.
Okay.
I've been doing it since about, what was it? I guess I've been up since yesterday morning.
Oh, so you haven't gone to bed.
I want to fucking get rid of it, you know? I want to get rid of it, but like,
now we're getting serious.
Are you snorting it, smoking it? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm snorting it.
Okay. You're snorting it, okay.
And you don't want to do it anymore?
No, I'm not, like, against it. I just, like, I don't want to have it tomorrow, you know?
Like, oh, so
you got a couple choices. You got a couple choices.
You
can go ahead and just, like a gentleman, line up two rails. And just get that done. You know what I mean? Like right now. You do that is one thing.
Can we hear you do it if you do it?
And or you can just throw it away.
Yeah.
Which probably goes against certain grains in your body right now.
Yeah.
But you could certainly do that as well.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to vote for the second
one. There's no danger in number two.
Yeah.
Number one has inherent risk.
Yes, 100. I mean, because those sound like big gackers.
Yeah, that'd be a nice
big
one.
I mean, dude, we're talking. Now, are you with any
that's
women?
Meltdown size lines.
Any women around you?
I don't know. I'm just super alone and kind of skipping work.
Oh, so you're doing coke. Now, did you skip work and it's going to affect your life?
No. Well, I'm kind of trying to. It's weird, long ass story.
What's your job?
Trying to get fired.
What's your job, dude?
If you're trying to get fired, you're off to a good start.
No trailers. but if I quit, they gave me like a fucking $5,000 moving bonus. And if I quit, I got to pay it back.
Oh.
You already spent the money on the coke.
Absolutely.
How much. Have you tried to quit before? Not your job.
Honestly,
I have not done
cocaine. Coke more than 10 times, man. That's why I'm calling. I used to be super into heroin. But I've done a lot of drugs.
Oh, dude.
Just not.
So now we're getting.
Done coke. Yes.
Yes. Okay, we'll talk about that in 2 seconds. So listen, dude, I don't know if this is. I mean, I'm all down for partying, and, you know, this is a comedy sports podcast. I don't want to. But, you know, I mean, if you had a problem with fucking heroin, dude, you don't need to be getting back on cocaine. And it's a fact. I'm not trying to be super serious here. And, like, because I had a real problem with cocaine, dude. And, I've just now kind of got a little sobriety together. And I did about 7 years of fucking hard partying, dude. And I looked back on my – I was talking to my sponsor the other day about fucking the 7 years that literally I did no growth in – anything at all, whether it was spiritual or business or anything, dude. And so I'm a little concerned. You know, it's a funny call, and I love anybody having fun, but, you know, when you used to do heroin, dude, now you're doing coke, and it just sounds like we got something going on here, and it's just like, maybe you don't need to do that, dude. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you need to fucking take a little break.
Yeah, I know.
How old are you?
Oh, I'll be fine, man. I'm just calling them.
How old are you?
I know. I get that.
I'm 23.
23. When you used to do heroin, like, did you smoke it? What did you do with that?
Always snorted it. Uh-huh. Oh, I guess we used to, like, fucking, like, smoke Oxycontin and shit off of the foils.
Uh-huh.
But once it was heroin, we only ever snorted it.
Yeah.
You know.
And what's your job? What is the job you're trying to get fired from? Without saying the company name, but, like, what do you do?
No, I sell, like, construction trailers.
Uh-huh.
So, like a fucking project for, like, 12 months, they need a temporary building.
You ever been in treatment or anything like that?
Yeah, when I was a junior in high school, I got in trouble. Had to do, like, a year probation kind of thing, and I had to go to AA and stuff.
Have you ever tried to stop?
Yeah, have you tried to stop?
Oh, I haven't. I've stopped for a while. You know what Suboxone is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on that. I was on that.
Do you know
program
what? Do you know what I call Suboxone? Not stopping.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, you're so fucking right.
I know, right. I'm right.
Really,
I don't need a junkie on the other end of the line telling me I'm not. I get it. But have you tried to stop? Like, where you haven't done drugs? Not have you tried to stop?
When
while
I was
you're
on
drugs?
Probation, I did. That was like the last time I really stopped. But. That's actually a good question. No, I mean, not off of Suboxone. No.
Then,
between heroin and Suboxone, I got over that.
Do you hate doing it? Have you just had a bad weekend? You just do some blow just now? Or is this the end of a fucking half a pound? Or what's going on?
No, I guess my buddy, because I used to like never fucking be able to get any kind of coke. And I just moved here to Texas, and my buddy knew a guy, and for some reason he wanted to chill last night, and
so listen, you sound like you just throw it in water, flush it.
Dude, I wish we could be like do it, but it's not
like,
my thing.
Like,
yeah.
just do that.
That's true.
And then the thing is like the craving you're gonna feel is gonna come on again in like 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and you'll work through it and whatever. And then tomorrow you'll be like, oh fuck, had a bad couple days. I wish I hadn't called those fucking jerk offs or whatever. And maybe you don't pick up again. Maybe you do. I don't even know if you have a problem or not right now. But like, just do that and get past this little hump. This is a little hiccup. It's like fucking whatever.
I know you're 23, bro.
And what I would do too. Do you have any booze in the house?
I don't right now. But
I would have somebody bring over a bottle of Wild Turkey or something, and I would just sip on that for the next 10 hours or something like that, or until you can go to sleep. And then I would wake up tomorrow, and I'd make some different choices.
Yeah. I think that's great advice, dude.
Yeah.
I would love to be like, do it, do it, do it. But at the end of the day, dude,
I know.
You were doing heroin in high school. Listen, man. I get it, dude. But it's like life is like going to a restaurant, man. And you're just the more you order, the bigger tab gets. And eventually you got to pay that tab, dog. And it's like, I know at 23, you think you're invincible, dude. But, you know, you don't know when that shit's going to catch at the wrong time. Or God forbid you hurt somebody else. And it's like, I get this is just a party. But, man, it's crazy to call in the people and ask them if you should do the blow or not. That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
And I've wrecked my life. I've wrecked my life through drugs and alcohol, and I hate that I did it. And I, at 23, you're doing fucking this shit. It only gets worse. It doesn't get better. The story never gets better. The record deal never comes. The empire never gets built. The corporation never goes 500.
Here's the other deal, dude, is like you're fucking in the jackass phase of your life.
Yeah.
And that's rad. Awesome. Maybe you're just playing around or whatever, but fucking look at your life tomorrow and go, everything I'm doing in my life is either taking me in this direction or that direction. It's either success or it's failure. It's one or the other. It's black and fucking white. And the gray areas after you're out of high school get less and less.
Yeah.
And your choices fucking matter. So when you get up tomorrow after you do this, you go, that was fucking dumb, whatever the deal is, or whatever, because it's not a smart, nobody's going to be like, that was the right decision to do all that coke. Nobody's going to say that to you. And so the thing is when you get over there, you got to make a decision tomorrow. And I'm going to ask you that right now. Your decision tomorrow is going to be, where do I want my life to go? Do I want to have an awesome life, or do I want to go into this life of depravity? Because that's where it's headed, right? And so if it's like, I'd like to have a good life, then guess what? Don't do coke anymore. Don't do heroin anymore. Fucking drink moderately. Smoke some pot now and then. Whatever the deal is. If you can do all that and keep it together, rad. The other thing is, honor your fucking bosses that gave you $5,000, you jackass.
Yeah.
You fucking pay. Make sure that you're fucking solid with that, because your integrity is the only thing
that's
you should
all
not
you got,
risk.
Dude.
You
that's
can risk
you
everything
got.
In your fucking life, but don't risk your fucking integrity.
Yeah, dude. Your name is all you
so
got.
So fucking
dude,
pay
at the
that
end
back.
Of the fucking day. Dude.
Honor them, however that is, however that looks. And then that's choice A. Choice B is you can't stop and fucking things go south and you're like, oh, I'll be smart again and I'll do coke over the weekend. And then, oh my God, my best friend died of a heart attack while I was in the car with, or whatever the fucking thing is. Now we got a problem. And if you're doing things against your will, if you start drinking or doing drugs against your will, you got a fucking problem. And that's a whole nother thing to address. But choose choice A with all your fucking heart right now first. And that's all I can say about
that's all we got. Hey, dude, we love you. And I know you wanted to call in and just be like, good times. But
I say do it. I say do it.
This is what I need.
Grab a 12-pack. Go drive your car around.
Okay. So Red State Team said that. So listen, dude, you're going to be cool. You're going to call us in a week or two and tell us how fucking life's working out. You can contact us on me on Twitter, and I'd love to fucking talk to you anytime you want to. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam.
No problem, dude. Hit me up anytime. We'll talk
to you
soon.
And the big thing to close us with is that you're not alone, dude. You know? And just know that.
Yeah.
You know? You make yourself as alone as you are. And so just think about all that stuff and get rid of that coke right now before that craving hits
you. Do me a favor. Do that. All right? Thanks, man, for calling in, dude. All right. So that was fun. That was great. Welcome to Intervention the Pies. Hey, so anyway, so Bernie Madoff's a Democrat socialist. Bernie Sanders is a Democratic socialist, and some people are into that. I personally like it, but we'll get into that later. This is a great sketch. Like, Bill Maher can be a little annoying here and there. I love his show. I watch all the time. But this sketch is fucking hilarious. So listen to this.
When he talks. And for proof of that, I want to show you Donald Trump. I mentioned this in the monologue, talking about Bernie the next day.
Because this maniac that was standing on her right is giving everything away, so she's following. That's what's happening. This socialist / communist, he's going to tax you people at 90%. He's going to take everything.
I said 80%.
Okay, so this is my point, that what happens is Bernie says something, they hear something
completely different.
So what we did is we put up together a little video package for you. These are, you'll hear what Bernie actually said, and then you will hear what the Republicans heard.
For example, on the use of force, Bernie said,
I supported President Clinton's effort to deal with ethnic cleansing in Kosovo.
And the Republicans heard,
I will refocus our military on gardening and interpretive dance. We must aspire to the fighting style of the Iraqi army. Tear off your uniforms and run.
on American exceptionalism, Bernie said,
and I think we should look to countries like Denmark, like Sweden, and Norway, and they, learn from what they have accomplished.
And they heard,
I will not rest until every single American is driving a faggy little car with three tires. You will watch soccer and you will like it.
This is what Bernie actually said on guns.
Let's begin, Anderson, by understanding that Bernie Sanders has a D-minus voting record from the NRA.
And this is what they heard.
Let's begin, Anderson, by understanding that rifles are for men with small penises. Every single gun in this country should be confiscated and melted down to make Tony Awards.
Yeah, they're not hearing it. They're just not hearing it. On the military, Bernie said.
When I was a young man, I strongly opposed the war in Vietnam.
And this is what the Republicans heard.
I would have loved to fight in Vietnam, but for the other side. Not only do I hate our troops, but sometimes I lock John McCain in his office, do a Vietnamese accent, and laugh.
And finally, on the war on drugs, Bernie said,
I think we have to think through this war on drugs, which has done an enormous amount of damage.
And the Republicans heard,
I majored in Sharia law at the University of Havana. And I know this. It is a moral catastrophe that we are the only major country in the world that doesn't sell marijuana to children. Black lives not only matter, they are all that matters. Die, whitey, die. All
right. It's a good finish.
I thought it was pretty funny, dude. I thought it was pretty funny. I thought it was well written.
What I was hoping that it would be an actual juxtaposition of what he said and then how Trump mutates it the next day, like back and forth. So it's very definitive about, like, oh, this is a liar that is changing the words and the meanings of his intention. Like, that's what I was hoping. That would be the best way to.
I also love how
that's
Trump,
how you battle that dumb shit.
I also love how Trump has the audacity and hypocrisy to call anybody a maniac or a crazy person.
Yeah, right. We got a call. What's up? You're on Punch Drunk Sports. What drug are you doing right now?
Yeah, what's up, Dom?
What's who
is that? Red Band?
No.
My God,
I think it's Nick Diaz.
Who is this?
Hey, dog, it's fucking Nick Diaz, dog.
Nick, what is up, bro?
Interesting.
Dog, I'm just fucking down and out. That's all.
Why? What happened?
Yo, dog, you fucking meet a cool guy at the fucking Roosevelt Hotel pool. you think you're fucking meeting your best friend, you know, and like. Share your fucking soul with this dude, and then he fucking sells you out.
I feel like you're talking about James.
James, spill the
dog,
beans.
Fuck fucking James, dog. And you know what? Fuck his fucking shitty blue belt. I was just saying that blue belt was cool just to make him feel good, dog. And that's a shitty fucking rank.
Just so Tate knows, James was in a week ago, and he met. Nick Diaz at the Roosevelt and then came on our show, called in our show and spilled some of his secrets.
Yeah, he said some of the things that Nick told him in private smoking weed. And Ari went fucking nuts on him and now Nick's calling in.
Nick, I am sorry, man. That is unmanly. And I guess a blue belt wouldn't know better, though, I guess.
It's fucking crazy. Dog, look, dog, I feel fucking raped by this guy.
I can't imagine.
He's a fucking rapist.
He's a rapist.
He's a rapist. Really,
James's got a, you know what? James got a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, but a black belt in rape. He really does.
Dog.
I'm sorry.
His fucking blue belt is under fucking Denny, dog. Fucking Denny couldn't even fucking Kimura his way out of a fucking paper bag.
Jesus. harsh criticism.
Dog, fuck him.
Oh, you're
That's
really upset.
Hilarious.
Your feelings really hurt. Your feelings
Kimura's
are really
out of
Yeah, dog.
Paper.
I mean, dude, dog, I told this motherfucker shit I never told anybody. I told him about how I fucking wet my bed till I was 29.
Can I ask you something, Nick? Do you think that's the best choice looking back on it, to just meet a guy that maybe you're going to do drugs with and tell him your big secrets?
Dog, I think this guy's a predator, dude. He lured me to a false sense of security so that I would open up to him so that he can just fucking spew out all my fucking secrets to the world.
Oh, so you were just looking for a friend.
What other secrets did you tell him?
Dog, I told him all kinds of shit, you know? Like, I mean, you know that shit where I was dating Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
Like, dog, that turns out it wasn't Rousey. It was her fucking 16-year-old little sister, Julia, dog.
Oh, man.
Wow, cute, though.
Super cute.
Probably not as good at throws.
Yeah, dog. But yeah, so I told him about that shit because I thought she was Ronda for a long time, dog.
But did you call her Ronda once in a while? And did she ever correct you?
No, dog. This chick just wanted my money, dog. It's like Sinbad said, women be shopping.
I didn't know that was Sinbad. That's
women be shopping, dog.
All right.
Did you
throw it in the bag?
Or maybe you were just calling her Rousey instead of Ronda, and she just assumed that was her last name anyway.
It's crazy, dog, because her last name is DeMar, dog. Her last name isn't even fucking Rousey.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So when you say she's after your money, how much money are we talking about?
Dog, I mean, I don't fucking pay taxes, so I got a lot of fucking shit left.
Once again, you got to stop saying that in public. This is like the fourth time you've said into a microphone you don't pay taxes, and it only is going to blow up in your face.
Dog, the fucking government ain't going to come into Stockton. I'll tell you that right now. It's a fucking war zone, dog.
Yeah, that's true. How's the pontoon boat situation?
Oh, dog, I got all my fucking money on a huge pontoon boat in international waters, dog.
That seems very dangerous.
Seems like a solid business plan.
That does seem like a solid business plan.
And once again, you've said that.
Any other secrets that you told James that he spewed about that you're really pissed?
I mean, dog, just your basic shit. I mean, I sucked my thumb still. Shit like
really?
That. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit about... You know, Nate and I, like, we fucking touch the tips of our dicks together and shit.
That's interesting. I don't know why you would do that.
That's just rude.
Any particular reason?
I mean, dude, that's just what you do in Stockton.
That's a textbook.
Stockton rules.
They call that the Stockton handshake, dog.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, is that how you greet each other? Is that how you greet each other?
Pull your dicks out and touch dick holes?
Just do crazy dicks?
Yeah, dog. You fucking... Or you put like you do some sounding and you take the fucking half the fucking shit that you stick in your dick and shove it into the other dude's fucking dick.
Oh, that's fun. They call that Chinese fire drill in some places.
Or docking.
Crazy shit,
I think
dog.
It's called docking.
Oh, it's
I
mean, also called docking.
Shit, docking, dog, yeah.
This James guy, dog, most of this fucking shit that I told him, like, I don't want anyone to know. And now this motherfucker's walking around with this shit, so I don't fucking know what's going to happen.
Well, I have an idea what's going to happen.
He's probably going to start tweeting it.
I think he's writing a book, he said, Getting High with Diaz. It's going to be like a 30-page fucking book, and it's going to be out on e-books.
A lot of pictures.
I'll tell you what, dog, that motherfucker's dead, dog. If I fucking see him, dog, I got fucking Dirty Larry and Phil on the fucking tape.
Oh, I forgot about Dirty Larry fucking... and Phil.
Was it your
weed? What about Gabe's
or...
old man? What about Gabe's old man? Is he not a two?
Dude, Gil's old man, when he found out about that shit, dog, he fucking dumped his fucking cart over, dog, and all his fucking corn cobs and all that shit just fucking went everywhere. He was so fucking pissed. James, dude, better not fucking step into Stockton, dog.
So would you say that James is officially banned from Stockton?
No, wait a minute.
Yeah, dog, dude, Gil's old man made some nunchucks out of churros, and he was ready to fucking hunt this motherfucker down.
When you say stay out of Stockton, I don't feel like that's... It's a deterrent.
Yeah.
People aren't really dying to get into Stockton, are they?
That's like stay out of prison
really,
if you know what's good for you.
Oh, yeah? You think that? Hey, MS-13 magazine voted it the number one fucking vacation spot for gang members.
Wow.
Yeah, cool. All
I
right.
didn't even know that was a magazine.
I didn't even know James was in the gang.
The Blue Belt Gang.
Fucking Blue Belt. Under Denny, dog. You might as well have no belt.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Fuck Denny.
Diaz, you've said enough. We're going to have to deal with the wreckage of what you've just said. We're probably going to have a whole dojo after us after this one. Thanks for calling in. Good luck. Keep us posted. Congratulations on getting 100,000 signatures for your petition. I think that's pretty fucking cool.
I was one of them.
Yeah, and as much as you hate James, James tweeted the fuck out of that, okay? Because that's, so in a weird way, you know.
Maybe that's why he trusted him.
Well,
Hey, dude, thanks everybody for fucking signing except that James motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch. You're dead.
Oh, shit. Oh, so man. James is dead. James, I know you're listening. Do not go to Stockton, or you're going to get a nunchuck upside your head.
Does James live in San Francisco?
Yeah, so he's very close.
Wow, interesting.
He's very close.
Yeah, he could shoot over there, no problem.
Stockton is so bad, right? Stockton is so bad that I went to Fresno, and people in Fresno were talking about how classy Fresno was and how shitty Stockton is. Wow. Just to let you know where you're dealing with.
So I haven't heard great things about Fresno.
I actually went there. It wasn't that bad. I did my buddy Chris Cruz's podcast, his show at Club One Casino, and it was a lot of fun. We did two shows, me and Red Band. Guys, great show today. You really brought
Thanks.
It.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure
really
to be here.
You really brought it, dude. Jason, final thoughts. Final thoughts.
James, run for your life, man, and definitely stay out of Stockton. Snitches get stitches. That's what they say.
Snitches get
and
stitches.
And now you got the Diaz brothers, Gil Melendez, and Gil Melendez's dad pushing his cart around with churros. Hunting you down.
Chiro nunchucks, dog. Wow.
Go Cubs today. I'm not watching today's game. I watched the last two, and we lost. So I'm
you
not
think
going.
You might have something to do with that.
I don't want to sit there and watch them lose again. And if they lose today, I think they're in deep shit.
I have a bunch
of friends that are going to be at the game today. So
if you're in Australia, go see Ari. If you're in Hollywood, come hang out with me. I love you very much, dude. Congrats on all your success, Tate. You're doing great.
How long
are
you in town?
Forever.
Oh, you're here for a while?
Perfect.
I don't know until I get a job.
All right, cool. Good.
Story of my life.
I like when you're here.
Yes. There is one Australian fan that flew and is here this week. He's going to be there tonight. But I'll introduce you.
He flew to what? To
the
Rose
here. No. He flew here to check out Potluck and to catch a game. But he also wanted to meet everyone.
All right, cool. Well, yeah. I'll stop by the comedy store tonight.
He's a 6'3" Australian.
6'3" Australian. Tebow, anything else?
No, that's it.
Who's at the comedy store?
Go to our website. Check out our. If you want to write for the fucking website, we need writers. Good writers, write for us. We're on Google. We're on Apple News, yo.
Keeping it fresh.
I was wondering who's at the store tonight.
Everybody.
Really?
Everybody.
I have to
go. A lot of people are going to be there tonight.
All right, guys. Thank you. Punch Drunk Sports.
Talk to you.